I heard from Y.Y. Jacobson 70, 80 years ago. There was a fellow who came from Europe to America. He had, his fellow Yankel had been poor his entire life. And he was coming to the golden country to finally succeed. And Jacob really succeeded. He became extremely wealthy. But there's one thing. In shul, he didn't get all the kibbutzim he wanted. They didn't give him shlishi because he wasn't the rabbi. And they didn't give him the first aliyah because he wasn't a kohen. So Jacob decided, like every Jew, he has a shul that he davens in and a shul that he doesn't daven in. So he decides he's leaving the shul that he once upon a time davened in, and he's davens in another shul. And the first week on Shabbos, he tells them that he can't tell them that he's the rabbi, but he tells them he's the kohen. So they call him up, they call up Yankov, call him up Rishon as a kohen. After davening, everybody's mingling around and then eventually going to the rabbi. And they say good Shabbos to the Rav. And the Rav says, Yankel, it's been so many years. I think the last time I saw you was in the shtetl in Europe. So nice to see you. But I have one question for you. Yankel, I remember your father was Yisrael, your grandfather was Yisrael. How can you be a kohen? So Yankel turns to the rabbi. He says, in America, if you could be the rabbi, then I can be a kohen. Rabosai, that's what the Yetzer Hara says to you. The Yetzer Hara says to you, you think you're going to do tshuva? You think you're a rabbi? You think you're a tzaddik? At the end of the day, you and I know the score. You and I know that last year you were in a similar spot. You ended up in the exact same spot. Let's call a spade a spade. Let the rabbi be honest, and let the kohen be honest. Let us be honest with ourselves. I want to address that question, b'siyata d'shmaya, tonight. What I'm going to say is based on a sicha of Rav Yaakov Katz Shlita, Rosh Kolo and Yeshivat HaKotel in Nativ Aryeh. And he asked two questions and then add another question that I heard from Meiriv Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. Tonight in Meiriv, we said one of the most poignant psukim in regards to tshuva. But if you look up the original source, it is actually quite enigmatic. We said tonight right at the beginning of Meiriv, V'hu rachum yichaper avoyin v'lo yashchis v'ir bo lo shiva poi. V'hu rachum yichaper avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful. He erases our sins. Yichaper avon. One would think that that's the pinnacle of tshuva. Yichaper avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally has atoned us for all of our averos. But Rav Katz pointed out that if you look into Tehillim Ayin Ches, you'll see that the psukim don't talk about a very repentant Klal Yisrael. They talk about Jews who do tshuva, but don't really entirely do tshuva. Perek Ayin Ches, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'libam loy nachon imoy. V'yifatu b'fiem uv'lshoynam yichazvu loy. They said one thing, and they really didn't want to do tshuva. And then the Pasuk says, U'rachum yichaper avon. It's a strong kasha. How could the Pasuk say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving and atoning if at the end of the day the Pasuk says, V'libam loy nachon imoy. It's the strangest phenomenon. That's the pasuk that we said tonight before Baruch Hu. Question number one. Question number two, if you take a look in the Me'iri has a whole sefer on tshuva. Chibur HaTshuva. On page 51 out of, 600 pages on tshuva. The Me'iri describes someone who does tshuva and ends up in the exact same place the next year. V'zeh hashov. Af al pi shemachshavto izocho v'nikiyo beis tshuva. So he talks about someone who's sincere when he does tshuva. Ligmar b'daitoi lebal yosef yavor boi chet v'avayin. He says, I'm not going to do those averos again. Yach beides libo be'eis heyos harvacha. When things calm down, when it's no longer the high holy days, He comes down, v'kol mishpato kol hayomim, and this repeats itself year after year after year. The Miri really, at first glance, doesn't give us a solution. He only evokes Giorgio Armani and Calvin Klein. And he says, v'zeh signon ra ma'od. This person has bad style. So you have people who don't know how to dress, and then you have people that don't know how to do tshuva. Question number two is, what is the Miri mean? V'zeh signon ra ma'od. He has bad style. The Miri just left us in a lurch. Two questions from Rav Katz Shlita. Rav Nevinsal pointed out that there's a Rambam that seems to be theologically difficult. Here, the psukim, the first two questions, the text is hard to understand. The Rambam describes someone who doesn't do a true tshuva. Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, Hilchas Tshuva. He talks about a Rasha, and he says something that's not fair. The Rambam says, V'zeh ha-rasha, oisin mitzvos, even when he does mitzvos, tarfin mitzvos b'fonav. His mitzvos are torn up in front of him. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a din v'dayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards every single mitzvah, and he punishes every single avera. And that's why we're, on some level, quaking in our shoes right now. But at the end of the day, what does the Rambam mean? Tarfin mitzvosa b'fanav, how could it possibly be that the Rasha doesn't get rewarded for his mitzvos? It's theologically impossible. Azoy frek my rivirabi. Rabbosai, these are three questions. One theological, one textual. The way we'll address it, remind me, I've shared with Talmidim the story. This is for the Shana Aleph guys. There was once a police precinct that followed the drivers, and those who drove in a way that was appropriate, instead of giving tickets and fines for those who drove badly, they actually rewarded them. So a cop was following somebody, he was driving okay, and he pulls the guy over to the side of the road, and he says, well, actually, we give you a cash rebate to Walmart, $150. Or you could use it anywhere. It's a full refund. The cop's filling it out, he drove well, and he says to him, by the way, what are you going to use the $150 for? So he says, I think I'm going to refund the cash and get myself buy myself a fake license. Cop says, what? The guy's wife, who's sitting next to him in the car, says, don't listen to him, he's drunk. Cop stops for a second, and there's someone in the back who says, how could he be drunk if we just stole the car? So the cop says, everybody out of the car. They pull the car out, everybody gets out of the car. The trunk pops open, and a kid pops out of the trunk and says, have we crossed the border yet? Rabbosai, the questions that we just asked are questions that are not about the text. The questions are about the essence of who we are in the Mesillas Yesharim. The cop pulled over the car for one reason. We started asking questions that are in the text. I want to challenge you tonight and be those same people being pulled over for an entirely different reason than simply these kashas. There's something so fundamental that's at play here in our Avodas Hashem. Well, where do we start when there's something that's so fundamental in our Avodas Hashem? Zok deheilige Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim in one sentence changed the world for so many. In what they're here for, what the Mesillas Yesharim describes is chayvas ha'adam bo'ilamai. What is a person's responsibility in this world? And the Mesillas Yesharim says something strange, but so beautiful. Shaha'adam loy nivra ela lihisane gal Hashem. We were here, we're put into this world, and we've been given the perceptors of enjoyment. We're naturally drawn to enjoyment in the physical world. But says the Mesillas Yesharim, that is a mirror to the true enjoyment. V'lehenos miziv shchinaso. When a person translates that enjoyment, that the ultimate enjoyment is a life that is full and connected and spiritual and meaningful. Shezui atayinu ga'amiti va'idun agadol mikolei idayim sheicholim matzei. That the ultimate enjoyment is where the soul and the body link up to its original source. That, the Mesillas Yesharim says, is the essence of life. The essence of life is a person who realizes that all the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us are not simply ones in which we have to do what we described in previous weeks, flat Stanley. People who are going along through the Yom Noraim and saying, God, we've got a deal together. I'm not going to be too bad and you don't be too bad to me. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, that is not Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is a point in which a person realizes every single one of those responsibilities are the ultimate enjoyment, are the ultimate yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabosai, it's a Beferish Maccabit song. I love the lyrics of this song for Rosh Hashanah. Help me live right. Help me choose right. To be medayik in what the Maccabees say. It's not just help me live. Rosh Hashanah, we're not davening for life. I'll explain in a moment partially what we mean. It's not that we're davening to live. We're davening for chayim amitiim. What we're davening, says Ramchal, Zochreinu l'chayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me chayim, that I have, should have a life that's a life of meaning, like the life of tzaddikim. By the way, the proof of the pudding is, that how do we conclude Zochreinu l'chayim? Melech chofetz b'chayim, God who desires life. Tell me the truth. Does God really, really desire life? Is that true? There are actually two givens in life. You know what they are? Death and taxes. Some say here in Israel, unfortunately, some people only believe that death and not taxes. But there are two givens in life. And that is that one day after 120, we're going to go back to the ground. We came from the ground and we're going to go to the ground. Zochreinu l'chaim doesn't mean physical life. Says the Ramchal, Reb Freelander, Bedasa Ramchal, when we ask for physical life, that's at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Uchsoiv l'chaim toim kol b'nevri secha. But the opening, Zochreinu l'chaim, is we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a life amongst tzaddikim who truly live. Who truly lives? We eat a steak. What happens to a steak an hour later? Rabosai, if you go into a nursing home and you see two different people, one person who enjoyed the physical world, and now women don't look so pretty anymore at age 80. And the steak doesn't taste as good. What does a person have left? And then you look at someone who devoted his life to Torah and Chesed. As the person gets closer to the era of full spirituality, where the neshama goes back to its original source, that person is still besimcha. He's in a greater simcha. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim is describing. The ultimate hanah is not the hanah of the physical world. Says Rav Katz Shlita, that's going to be the pshat in the route in the Meiri. Zesignoin Ramaoid. The Meiri describes someone whose style is off. What is the Giorgio Armani and the Calvin Klein of tshuva? What is it? The answer is a person who's not doing tshuva because he wants to rectify his mistakes. It's a person who has a desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Calvin Klein, the Giorgio Armani of tshuva. A person who says that I know what I want to be is closer to Kudsh HaBriach Hu. V'zesignon Ramod, if you read the Meiri carefully, what happened is this guy got scared. I've said in the past that when I worked on the Upper West Side, the president of the shul told me, Rabbi, there are so many people who are here, they have no idea why they're here, except that they're scared. But if you're scared, that's not enough. Zesignon Ramo, they might be wearing Calvin Klein, but the style is entirely off. And that's the pasuk, V'hu rachum yichat b'rovayim. What did the pasuk say before? V'libam lo nachon imo. Their hearts didn't desire that hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kirvas Hashem Litov, that coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best thing for me. And then what happens? They sin again. And they're sincere. And you know what? You know what the word kapara means? To cleanse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will clean your averos. You know what, Rabosai? If you do tshuva, you sincerely regret, and you're scared, and you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you a kapara, He'll give it. But you know what the Meiri describes? You're going to be back in the exact same place next year. Exact same place. V'libam lo nachon imo. Says Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, that's the pshat in the Rambam. We mentioned in the Kolel, with the Kolel on Friday night, that there's an extra word in one of the most important psukim in Tehillim. Poiseach es yodecho mazbiya l'chol chai rotzoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything l'chol chai to everybody. But there's one extra word here. You know what the extra word is? Rotzon. So Rav Nevin Sal explains, ki yadua, I think there are many who preceded him who said that. Poiseach es yodecho mazbiya l'chol chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody rotzon, what they want. If you have a Rasha who has no interest in coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward him. He's going to get his mitzvos. But v'tarfin mitzvos of b'fanav. But the mitzvos are toref, are mituraf. What's a trefa? Something that was supposed to live, but is not going to live. It's distorted. It's aborted. It's missing. You know why? Because the mitzvos he's going to get are going to be based on his ratzon. And it means his reward is not going to be ba'olam haba. His reward is not going to be ruchani. His reward is going to be what he wants. And that is gashmi. Tarfin mitzvos of a fun. What an amazing pshat. He's going to get the reward, but not the ultimate reward. The ultimate reward is lenois miziv shkinasa. Rabosai, I beg of you, don't only be God conscious. Don't only be aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a short while is ascending to his throne. Don't only be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now in Elul is Melech Basada, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could listen, and you will have a kapara if you do tshuva. But the tshuva, in order for it to have another madrega that's going to be lasting, requires that desire v'lenos miziv shchinaso. That desire of kirvas elokim litov. Maybe we'll pick up next time to discuss that madrega is not kapara, but that madrega is tahara. Kapara, that Jew who is scared to death, he does tshuva, he doesn't want to do it again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse his sin. The word lechaper means to clean. The aver is going to be gone. But we're looking for style. We're looking for a tshuva that's really, really going to last. And that's the tshuka of kirvas elokim litov, that being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's so special. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zoche in this Elul to signon tov ma'od, not only every night that a person who spends a few seconds is zoche to v'hu rachum yichaper avon, but to reach slowly and slowly a little bit more tahara, a little bit more tahara, that this Yom HaKippurim, that's a Yom that has the potential of Slicha v'Tahara, should truly bring us to a place where it's a tshuva that's signon tov ma'od.